views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Now is the time for your weekly dose of natural medicine and education. Join Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and psychic Todd Rolson as they share their inspiration with humanity and discuss the healing benefits of Cambo medicine. The results are astounding. Coming up in the next hour of Cambo Talk Radio, discover how Cambo realigns the true self. Now, here are your hosts, Ginny and Todd.
Great Mother Campbell, heal me, heal me. Great Mother Campbell, heal me, heal me. Heal my body, heal my soul, heal my mind and make me whole. Heal my body, heal my soul, heal my mind and make me whole. Welcome, everyone. That was great, Todd. This is Ginny with Cambo Talk. From www.CamboKiss, I'm here with Todd Rolson. Todd, hello.
Hi, Ginny, and hello, everybody.
That song kind of got me all inspired, excited. I lost my train of thought.
Well, for good reason. Ginny's right now in training up in, what town is that close to?
It's Maple Falls.
Yeah.
She's close to Bellingham.
She's actually training with the head of IAKP, Karen Dark.
Mm-hmm.
And training people to go out in the world and assist. And so she's in teacher training, isn't that correct?
That's correct. And yeah. So we've been at it for, this is day three, and I just came down to do the show today, but it's super inspiring to be there with all these new practitioners in training.
And that happens a couple times a year, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We do it a couple times a year in the U.S.
So I'll say this about Ginny.
Uh-oh.
No, this is wonderful. It's like when she's doing training or Cambo, she's the happiest person I know.
That is so true.
So isn't that wonderful to do what you love?
That is the best thing in the world.
Yeah, good work.
Well, before we get started, I want to say hi to Justin. Hello, Justin.
Hello, Ginny and Todd.
Yes.
Hey, Justin.
Our fearless leader here. He keeps us on track.
Yeah, without him reminding us of things, what would happen?
I don't know. It would be really scary. So thank you, Justin.
You are welcome.
Perfect. So today,
yes,
we are going to talk about the science of Cambo.
Which I'm really excited to hear myself, because as some of you know, or most of you will know, you know, I'm here in the periphery. I am a full-time professional psychic, and I'm going to bring information on many levels. But I'm learning more about Cambo being with Ginny because she knows a lot. And in the reason I mentioned teacher training, of course, is because she just spent about 4 hours yesterday, when we had a brief conversation before we started, on the science. So I am really excited about hearing this. So I'm just, you know, going to stay in the background quite a bit today.
Well, I do have a disclaimer.
Okay.
So I'm not a scientist.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing I love about Cambo is actually in the application and working with the medicine with my clients.
And the transformation.
And the transformation. So the science is something that I think is nice to have a little background in it, but it's not my forte, so we'll muddle through it and give people kind of a foundation. But
wonderful.
Certainly, it's not going to be as in depth, because it would take some time to go into the great depths of it. But it'll at least give people an idea about that there is some science behind it, and people have studied it, and we do have some idea about what it does.
Great. So where do we start?
Well, I always like to start about the fact that, you know, I don't even like to call this a poison. I like to call it a secretion from the frog. But there are poisons and venoms that are common in nature, and they do serve as a chemical defense. And among vertebrates, the amphibians are notable for that wide range of substances that are contained in their granular skin glands. And these compounds, they include like aminos, peptides, proteins, steroids, and alkaloids.
Right.
And these are really kind of the foundation of our own body. So we have, everybody kind of knows, and this is going to be the science that will probably be the hardest for me to talk about. And that is about how these proteins are developed from the peptides.
Now, would it be correct that the frogs and the reptilians have a very specific set of peptides and compared to the human?
Yeah,
system.
But they are very similar.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's kind of interesting because this frog, this Phyllomedusa bicolor in the jungle, it's kind of interesting. There is a kind of a disease that affects the frogs, and this one has never been affected by it.
Interesting.
So I think it's very interesting also. The other thing that's very interesting about this frog, that and this is somewhat the science of it too, but how they reproduce. So they reproduce face-to-face, you know, and what happens is the male frog kind of builds this little cocoon out of a certain type of leaf, and he uses secretions to stick it together.
Wow.
And then once they have had their relation, the male and the female, he actually takes her on his back over to, they're up in a tree, over to that leaf, and then she deposits the fertilized eggs into that little cocoon that he made out of the leaves, and they continue to grow. Rather than going into the water and being kind of like scum that is food for other creatures in the water, these are, you know, up in the tree.
Interesting.
And as they develop and they start getting heavier and grow, and then the leaf part will open up at just the right time, and they all fall into the water. And so their survival rate is a lot greater than other types of frogs.
Wow.
Because they're not, you know, pond scum.
Right. Basically. Well, thank God for that.
Yeah. That's super interesting. One of the things that's really interesting too about the frogs is when they become those tadpoles, the little sacs, you know, around the gill area, which does the secretion, those are already developed as the tadpole, and they already have secretion in them. So why that's pertinent to the science of it is because as they try to study it, you know, what makes that secretion and what makes it do what it does.
Right. Does that make it harder to be for the predators, even to eat them as tadpoles?
No. Well, I think that's something that's not been fully studied.
Oh, okay.
So it's a possibility. But as they start coming out of the water, so when they drop into the water from that cocoon, they're almost ready to come out of the water already, which that's, again, why their survival rate is so high. So I find that to be super interesting.
That's very interesting.
And then they start secreting that on their feet, and they rub it all over their body. So why they call it a waxy tree frog is because it has like it looks like it's kind of a waxy film, even though it's really not waxy.
Right.
But it looks like it.
And the giant monkey tree, it's a beautiful frog, the giant monkey
tree
frog. I mean, you know, it's great to look online to just get a visual, because I'm visual.
Yes, absolutely. It's a really lovely, lovely frog. But the science behind that, then, as we go a little forward with that, is that there has been some research projects within universities and research establishments and some pharmaceutical companies to kind of identify the chemical composition of cambo. And just to look at some of the possible medicinal uses of those components. And scientists have shown that the cambo secretion contains a unique and highly complex cocktail of bioactive peptides. So why is the bioactive peptides important?
Well, before that, can you just tell us what peptides are?
Well, that's a great question, Todd, and I don't have a full answer.
Okay,
on it,
so. Well, I thought I'd throw you right on the, you know,
yeah, just
spot there.
Put me on the chopping block right away and get that out of the way. Perfect. But
you're welcome.
I'll thank you later for that. But what I do know about a peptide is that, so, you know, like protein is kind of the building block of our physical body.
Right.
And so that protein actually starts out as the peptide. So the peptide's a shorter version of it. And so as that peptide grows and it has attachments, it eventually the amino acid, because a protein has to carry a lot of amino acids on it.
Okay.
And as that grows, it becomes and it chains up and gets longer and longer, then it becomes a protein.
Right.
So they are really like, the difference between the peptide and the protein really is just about the fluidity of it.
Okay.
And
the length from my
and the length, absolutely.
Yeah, the length of the chain. Because I did a little bit of reading up on it, and you know, proteins are longer chains.
They are longer chains,
yes,
of amino acids. And so that's, you know, that's really helpful because, again, it is the building block for the human body. And we need to have those. And because that peptide, our body recognizes that peptide. So when the when a substance comes into the cell,
right,
the cell will kind of shut down. It doesn't unlock for that to come into the cell. But because it kind of knows this peptide from Cambo, it will unlock the cell. So then that gives it the ability to clean out that cell and do its great work, you know.
Well, that's really interesting to know that it almost in a way transfers or translates to the physical of our bodies
exactly.
to release, obviously, the toxins. And we've talked a little bit about this where
we have.
The medicine, you know, opens, goes through the blood brain barrier. I mean, I have been listening, thank goodness.
Oh, awesome.
and you know, it also opens up the cellular structure. So that's something that I find very interesting because that's a consciousness, which is kind of my field of interest.
Mm-hmm. Well, and some of the research around it, and of course, we would just love if there was more research around it, but because there's not a lot of big money payoff from this.
Right.
Because these frogs will not secrete in laboratory setting. And they're not really sure why that is. They attribute it to a lot of their diet, but they're not really quite sure because of the fact that that secretion is already in the little frog who hasn't even started eating yet. So they don't really quite know all of that yet.
Well, and I would guess it has to do with consciousness. You know, when we don't understand things, there's always other factors, and that's what I find interesting.
Yes, and I'm going to hopefully get some of your thoughts around that.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit later, but keep going with the information.
As we go along. So, I mean, that is kind of the complex. There's so much more to that. I gave that in such a very, like, short little quip of what that really is. There's so much more science behind that. That if anybody wants to find out more about it, they could go to the iakp.org website, and there is research information on there to go into the more depths of it. Because I know some people really like the science part of it. Like I say, that's just not my forte.
Right. So I guess in the next segment, we'll go more into science.
We'll get more into the science as I understand it. Yes.
Beautiful.
So we'll be right back. This is Jenny and Todd with Cambo Talk Radio.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Name one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Treat the body and expand the soul on June 1st with Lynn Brown. In this all-inclusive retreat, you'll treat your body with breakout sessions in the various elements of nature. Enjoy fireside chats while harnessing the healing energy of fire. Allow more light with more ease and activate that connection between the body and spirit. Call 206-931-7356 or visit lynnmbrown.com.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
All right, we are back. I'm Ginny, and I've got Todd here, my co-host, and we are doing Cambo Talk. And in our first segment, we were talking about the science of Cambo and really very limited knowledge I have around those peptides and bio and those chains of amino acids.
Yes.
And proteins.
So. Ginny is not a scientist.
No, not at all.
But the research is interesting, so
it is.
We'll certainly, Ginny will give you as much as she can, and of course, you can go further in research too. So, what's next?
Really,
what are we looking at right now?
Well, I'd really like to get into some of the actual peptides because I think it's super interesting.
Yes.
And the ones that have been identified, I think we talked last week about some of the scientists from France that actually got a stick of Cambo and then did some research around it. And so there's been some research, but there's not enough because, like I say, there's no money to be made from it. Although the U.S. has some patents on
70 patents.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there has been some products developed from that are actually out there being sold.
Oh, interesting.
I think there's three. But that's not really from the Cambo itself. It's just from what they learned about the peptides. And so they've kind of recreated that in a generic way. But so there's not a lot of money to be made. So, you know, most places aren't putting out money for that research. And as we all know, that research takes a lot of money.
Yes.
So we'll talk about some of the neuropeptides because for me, I'm super, you know, like we all have our little focuses. Some people are really health conscious about their body. And I'm really focused on the transformative part of Cambo and how it affects the mind because, it's just something that's super interesting to me about how the mind works. So I really love the neuropeptides. And so these are special peptides and they are produced in the brain. They help the neurons communicate with each other.
Uh-huh.
And they're also found in the central and the peripheral nervous system, which is also communication, right? And they do influence all the activities in the brain and the body, about food intake, learning and memory, and actually some mood also. But they also work on the hormones as neuromodulators and as neurohormones.
Okay.
But I love, so these can activate and deactivate other neurotransmitters. So like such chemicals as the serotonin levels, the dopamine, the histamines, and the neuropeptides, you know, such as insulin and oxytocin and vasopressin.
Okay.
So that's just super boring. I want you to repeat that to me. I know you had to have gotten all of that.
I heard something about a cup of coffee.
Exactly.
But go ahead. Insulin. Yeah, I heard insulin. And
so a lot of these are derived from the a term that's called endogenous morphine. So these endorphins are another type of neuropeptide, and they act as a natural painkiller, which I think is really, really awesome because Cambo is a really wonderful natural painkiller.
Interesting.
These also work on a person's mood and their energy level, their pain, their pleasure, weight, cognitive reasoning, you know, their ability to create memories, their immune system regulation. That's all tied to these neuropeptides.
Okay.
Which I think is super interesting. Some are inflammatory and some are anti-inflammatory. So it works on those levels also. So what a biopeptide means is that the amino acid chain that makes that biopeptide, it just performs a very specific biological function that has a positive impact on the human body, which is super cool. And that these are the functions that the pharmaceutical companies are trying to replicate.
You know what would be really cool? If we get a scientist on who actually knows about peptides and biopeptides. We should do that, so that they can explain. Because I have these questions, and I'm sure everyone out there does. And it would just be fascinating to be able to ask some of the questions in my brain. So, but we'll keep going through it because it's important. It gives you the ideas to research and also just understand how much this medicine is capable of naturally.
Yeah, because I mean, bottom line, we can talk about all of this and what it does, and I think it is interesting and important. But I like the idea of the fact that Cambo kind of works on the cellular level, which I think is super important.
Right.
How that goes about. So they've identified these peptides in Cambo, and that these certain peptides certainly have effects on the body. So these neuropeptides, you know, like a lot of people will have a great clarity after they've taken Cambo.
And I've seen that almost every time.
Always.
Yeah.
And it's because of these neuropeptides.
Right. And then would the biopeptides be like, I mean, clarity of body too. I see that every time too.
Absolutely. But so many people will have less anxiety. You know, they'll just feel a little clearer and have more clarity. And then there's this one, you know, I always say there's a mystical part of all this. We can talk about the science, but that mystical part about how, and it seems like there's like this little time frame of 2 to 6 weeks of how this affects us on that neural level, where we can kind of have such great clarity, we can actually make these decisions to push our life forward.
Yes.
And I mean, it really is based on that science of how it affects the brain.
Interesting.
There is like a honeymoon period.
Well, what else do we know on science? Because I know we're going to stick with that for a bit more.
Yeah, well, we know there's a lot of other peptides that are in Cambo. So we can go into the phylo kind of family, because based on the frog. And so there's the phylo caruline. And this is a neuropeptide which actually produces a strong, smooth muscle contraction in the heart, gut, and vascular. So a lot of times when you take Cambo, you feel this kind of contraction in the lower stomach.
Oh, yeah.
That's because of this particular neuropeptide. So this reduces the blood pressure. So people do have their blood pressure will reduce with Cambo also. It kind of makes you not hungry. It modifies your satiety. So people a lot of times will experience not being hungry. Mm-hmm. It's kind of got a sedation to it and a thermal regulation. So what happens in Cambo also, and I know you've experienced this, when the Cambo starts breaking that blood-brain barrier, you kind of get hot.
Yes.
Your face turns red, your skin will turn red, and you can see it coming on, and people get very hot feeling. And that's because of this one peptide.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it is responsible for the vomiting, the nausea, the palpitations, the sweating, and the abdominal discomfort.
So it's all set up to basically purge and clear your physical system.
Absolutely.
And mental system and spiritual systems in a way.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
So that's a really important part of the process. So there is actually a scientific, biological reason why we do what we do in Cambo. It's not just, but there is also that other side to that mystical side. So the next category in that family is the phylokinin. And that's the one that affects hypotension. So a lot of people who have high blood pressure, sometimes when they take Cambo, it actually gives them a long-lasting reduction in their blood pressure. It helps to modulate that.
Interesting.
And so that's pretty cool. And that's because of that particular peptide. Then we can go to the phylomedusin. That's a neuropeptide which affects the salivary glands, the tear ducts, the intestines, and the bowels. So it is also a powerful vasodilator. And it does stimulate the gastric secretions, and it contributes to the purging and the defecation that some people have. So sometimes, and I know you've experienced this too, there's a very strong feeling that I need to get to the restroom.
Oh, yeah.
What we call a South Pole purge. And that is because of this particular peptide. So it is a fast dilation of the blood vessels. So it causes this rushing and this pounding sensation that Campbell sometimes produces. Sometimes you feel this little rushing and this little, like you feel your heart beating. And that's because of this particular peptide.
And I just want to say that, you know, this is a natural medicine.
It is.
And this is, we are natural earth beings, and so are the plants and the animals. And here's a medicine that does, in many respects, I think it's just a wonder medicine.
It is.
That works with your own body. And then when it works with your own body, it naturally helps and assists on all levels. And I know we're going to talk about that a lot, but I just want to mention that because we keep talking about the purge and the, you know, downward purge. And yeah, it's a little messy in a way, but healing is, you know, if you're getting to a chronic pain situation, healing is what you need, and it takes a little bit of time to get out of it.
Yeah. Well,
so sorry to interrupt the science, but I always think people miss the facts that, you know, they're like, well, but no one really knows. Well, no one really knows about other things like pharmaceuticals, and they're chemicals, right? They're not even designed for our body. Not to pick on them, but I always prefer natural medicine. And of course, that's my opinion on that.
Well, I think there's a place for all of these things. But if I can do something natural, I certainly would want to do that. And
yeah, first, or yeah, at least always. In my viewpoint.
And there's always that thing about in nature, we talked about this before, how the animals, they just know to eat something to make them purge. When they know they're going to feel better.
Well, who doesn't have a dog? Who hasn't had a dog?
Exactly. And a cat. We are just so squeamish about that. But that is how our body, even having a fever is a way of purging.
Yes.
And that's how our body naturally heals itself. So this is just helping us get through that a little quicker.
And this is natural. And if you can receive mental clarity and physical clarity in a really wonderful way with a little bit of challenge, it's certainly worth thinking about. It's an option, right?
For sure it is.
So I know we have more information on the science. So we'll get into that in the next section, I would think.
Perfect. Yeah. So this is Jenny and Todd with Cambo Talk. We'll be right back.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's danacanetto.com.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/globalfoundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
I'm sorry, we're just laughing about the music here that was in the introduction.
Yeah.
Todd was making a few comments about it, so sorry about the laugh here, but we are back. Again, we're talking about the science of Cambo.
Yes.
And in the last segment, we were talking about all the peptides that have been identified in Cambo and how they affect us when we're taking the Cambo. So we're in the phylo grouping right now. So there is the phylolatorin, and that's a neuropeptide that's active in the central and peripheral nervous system. So it does stimulate that gastric secretion and that smooth muscle contraction. It's just another one that helps us purge.
Wait a minute, a smooth muscle contraction?
Yeah.
It sounds better than it is.
Yeah, it definitely sounds a lot better. We'll call it smooth, but sometimes there's a smoothness to it.
Let's do a smooth purge today, everyone.
my stomach is smoothly contracting.
That's what it is called. I'm just having fun with it.
Exactly. And then there's the dermorphin. And this is probably the one that has the most interest because it's kind of a potent opiate-like activity in it. So it kind of hits those opiate receptors.
Okay.
And so that makes it a potent depressive and it has an analgesic effect. And it affects the pulmonary ventilation and the pituitary hormone release. And it is 30 to 40 times more potent than morphine without the side effects.
Interesting.
So for people who suffer from chronic pain, this can be something that's very helpful. A lot of people come in with, on their first day of doing Cambo and they can't, they're telling me I can't sit, very long on the floor or my back hurts or I have some pain. And when they walk out that day, they are feeling really good. Their mobility is much better. And that actually can last for 2 to 6 weeks.
Interesting.
That morphine, like that analgesic effect. A lot of people will say they feel more limber. So they can, if people who do yoga, they find that they can just be more limber doing after they've done Cambo. So I think it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, and what I'm hearing, it's affecting the whole body.
It does. It affects the whole body.
In whatever form.
Absolutely. But I love the fact that this has no side effects. Like morphine can.
Right.
And yet it has the strength. So I love it when people, I love it for myself too. I've taken it when I've had certain pain issues and it's been really helpful. And that mobility, I've definitely experienced that.
And I always want to remind people that this is a completely non-hallucinogenic medicine.
Yes.
This is just a medicine. So, we keep having to tell people that simply because there are a lot of medicines out there that are hallucinogenic, and I'm not a supporter of them myself. But this one is a straight up medicine, though it is affecting the pain and pain receptors and so forth. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, well, when we talk about some of these, the hallucinogenics or the psychedelic medicines, I always think of those, and this is my own opinion, my own personal opinion, and how I've experienced the medicine. But I think of I think of the hallucinogenic more as a teacher. It does have a healing effect for sure, but I think it's a teacher first. And I see Cambo as a healer first.
Yeah, and Cambo is a straight up healer.
Yes.
And that's important to know to me.
Yeah, and you'll get teachings from it.
Sure.
You call it the Great Revealer, but I see it as a healer when I think about it more than the teacher.
Yes.
So we are now down to... So the other thing that I like to talk about is the tryptophyllins, because this one is really highly potent against yeast candida.
Oh, interesting.
And because that's a big issue in our culture because of our diets and sugar and everything else. And this really is very potent against it.
Well, and just from my observation, because I have taken the medicine, it seems to really clear out, you know, the liver and the bile. I mean, when you purge all this, you can see the bile in the system. So can you comment on that too?
Yeah, well, it's exactly what it's doing. It's cleaning out the liver and the gallbladder, pulling all those toxins out, because our liver is definitely, and our gallbladder also, but particularly our liver, it is very overused because there's so much toxins in our water, in our air, in our food. And
yes.
So our liver is very taxed. So yes, it is very much so cleaning out the liver. Mm. And that's, a lot of people will have, I have lots of stories, but I had a client who's going to be on the show actually and tell her story, but she has Lyme's disease. And so we've been treating her, but after her first 3 rounds of Cambo, she went the very next week to her physician who did lab studies and was shocked by how good her liver studies looked, because based on the medications that she was taking, should never have been functioning that well. They should have never had that kind of liver function study test.
Interesting, yeah.
So we know that it does do that. Sometimes though, as we've talked about before, we talk about the Herxing effect. And Herxing is about sometimes things get worse before they get better. So as Cambo comes in and starts killing off some of the spirochetes and some of the organisms, we feel that.
Right.
And so there's a way in which we might not feel too good. Or a condition that we may have may get worse, and like maybe sometimes the worst you've ever experienced. And then when that heals, you feel great, and you might go a year without having any more symptoms. I mean, it's also individual, but and it doesn't happen with everybody, but it can.
Yes.
So this is a medicine that's really kind of catered to people on an individual basis too. That's the intelligence that we talk about.
Well, actually, which makes a lot of sense when you hear about all the peptides and neuropeptides that they're going to exactly, you know, where in the body it's needed, so to speak.
Absolutely. So I think that's just so interesting. So the other family of peptides is the dermaseptin, and this is a very potent antimicrobial activity against bacteria, yeast, fungi, protozoas, and a lot of enveloped viruses. So it's responsible for... I have to say this up front that, you know, I make no claims about what Cambo can do for people, or I don't talk about it healing or curing or any of that. But we do know the effects that these peptides have. And so, you know, some of these fungi and viruses that accompany certain types of conditions like AIDS or Lyme's, this dermaseptin can be helpful in that.
Interesting.
Yeah. And that, again, that's some of the science around it. And again, there's so much to talk about around that, you know, we could take, you know, 3 or 4 shows just to talk about that one thing. But for today, we're just going to skim over a little bit and hopefully we'll go into depth as we get people on here talking about their experiences.
Yeah, which really is the goal. When we started out this show, we knew the first 4 shows would be basically foundational.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we would go into hopefully having Karen Dark, who's the head of the IAKP, on, who knows a lot.
Yes.
And then having people come in who have taken the medicine and actually talk about it and the effects that they've received. So, you know, just knowing that this is the foundation right now, next comes the good stuff. And then, of course, at some point, I'll come in with a lot more of the intuitive part. We are building a show as an educational resource for the planet for the next 10, 12 years so that anybody who wants to know can just listen to this podcast. So if you know anybody who might be interested in this, forward the podcast.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Do we have time to get through that one last?
Yeah, we have 3 minutes.
Okay,
we're doing
perfect.
Good. Yeah.
So this one last peptide is the deltorphine, and that is like a HEPA peptide, and it so it has this really high affinity and selectivity for the opiate binding sites, and even though it's more than any other natural compound known. So again, it's I always say these two deltorphines, they've been discovered in the secretion of the Phyllomedusa bicolor. And again, I always say these are not, just because we're talking about these opioid receptors does not make this a hallucinogenic.
Right.
It just attaches to those receptors.
Yes.
Okay, so we've kind of got through all of the peptides, and I kind of want to go into, in our last segment, Todd, if you're willing.
Sure.
To go into some of the, you know, because of your connection to higher self and the information that you get, I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the transformative effects based on some of the science also that you get information from.
Yeah, so. I would love to, you know, bring that through. And, I'm being living in the higher self basically means I'm a direct channel of my own self. There's nobody between. I'm not, medium. I just channel an aspect of me that's a little more conscious and surrounded by the guys and angels. So I'm looking forward to that, actually, because in a way, as I mentioned, we're just kind of keeping things as the base right now.
Yeah.
And we're going to explore in depth, which, a lot of people can't do. So,
yeah, well, there is this, I always say there's this kind of magic aspect of this medicine,
yes.
Or mystical aspect of it. And I think something that we can actually talk about.
Well, and I think we all need more magic
for
the
sure
planet.
We do.
You know, we're happy when we get into like a magical state or the flow, as
absolutely.
People say. I mean,
I
how about if you were in the flow 24 hours a day and still living as a full human?
Wouldn't that be lovely?
And that's really the goal. And I think this medicine is a big part of transforming us into more natural flow, spiritual flow, and physical
flow.
Well,
in our next segment, then, I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, we'll be right back. This is Ginny and Todd with Cambo Talk.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Tune in to The Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio, featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
This is, I'm Jenny, and Todd's here with me, and we are Cambo Talk. And we've been talking about the science of Cambo. And so, as I said at the beginning, I'm not a scientist. So I don't want to get any letters from anybody or emails telling me that was really dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, make sure you send them to her, okay? Yeah. That's all I'm concerned about.
Yeah, not to Todd. But there's a lot to know around it. And again, it's just not my forte, but I do have a foundation of it so that I really, it gives me a basis of understanding of how the medicine works and why our body reacts the way it reacts with the medicine. And I think that's important that people know that. But before we continue, and in this segment, I want to get into more of the transformative effects of it. And Todd, I'm going to rely on you on that. So I'm going to have a few questions. But I want to let everybody know how to get in contact with us just really quickly, because
yes,
we don't talk about that very much. And so you can go to my website, which is www.cambokiss.com. And Todd, yours is?
It's just Todd Rolson. That's with two Ds, R-O-H-L-S-S-O-N. And I also want to mention, I'm so good with energy. When you do look at my website, I've created energy discs as one aspect of my work. And I actually created an energy disc that is Cambo medicine.
Yes, lovely.
Which I haven't even mentioned.
But we haven't talked about it at all.
No, it's funny. But that just kind of gives you an idea that our goal is to get the medicine out there and to support the medicine. And we're kind of like, our push is to do that, and we kind of forget about ourselves. So thanks for bringing us up in a way. But you can go to my website and actually see the medicine in a design. And it's I have like 18 designs and Cambo is on there.
So before we move on past that, what kind of instigated you to make this Cambo disc?
Well, I would say that, you know, since I work intuitively pretty much 24 hours a day, and everyone knows that about me, you
yes.
know, I'm in the metaphysical fairs on Saturdays every week. I'm very well known for the energy disc, but I'm also very well known as being a psychic amongst the psychics, so to speak.
Exactly.
And for me to explain a little bit of how I work, I see everything in energy. So that means that when I look at people, it's almost easier for me to see them as energy rather than physical. And that's very common because I'm not always good at remembering faces or names, but I can remember your energy signature. And that gives me a very distinct ability to look at an object or a medicine or a person and almost be able to go into their system as a psychic to do healing work or clearing or energy, but also to go into a medicine and get to the base of its consciousness.
Yes.
And then bring a pattern through. And my patterns, when you look at them, folks, it took me 2 years to create the first 7, and it's now 9 years in the process, and my work grows every year. And these are just patterns. But this pattern for Cambo, you can only see the upper layers, there's systems beyond systems behind them, energy systems, and it actually looks like a frog, don't you think?
It does. It has this, the minute I saw it, I thought, oh, that has this, there's pieces of the frog in it that you can see, that it's just quite amazing to me.
Yeah, and I've had other psychics read into it, and they're like, well, that's basically the seed or the beginning or the, oh, you know, the little piece of where life begins, and the eye, and basically it encompasses the whole medicine. So what this disc does, since we're talking about it a little bit, is it strengthens the medicine of Cambo, which was my goal. So when spirit gives me something to do, I just do it, and I don't necessarily know what it is before it's done. But in this case, I knew right away that it was going to be the medicine. And it, when it got to where it was the medicine, I know Jenny's been using it for a while. A lot of people who are the teachers of Cambo or the practitioners have a disc and they keep it with their medicine. So it strengthens the medicine. And it would be, I think it might be a good introductory disc, you know, for people if they're interested to get the feeling of it. Because even the psychics and the intuitives who feel the disc are like, wow.
Wow. Yes. Well, I remember when we first met and I talked to you about Cambo, you immediately just tuned into it and started telling me about, oh, this is a very clean medicine. It's clean secretion. You just had an immediate reaction to it and was really drawn to it.
And we had just met that day, and I had never even heard or I didn't even know what it was in a way. And then she gives me the name, and I can go into, you might call it the Akashic records. In a way, I have full clearance for all levels of it. And so I can retrieve any information on almost anything if you give me a name or a person's name, like in psychic work.
So tell me what you experienced when you first checked in and with Cambo.
Well, the first thing I always do with anything, medicine or people or so forth, is to look at a person's alignment or a medicine's alignment. Now, I find that all medicines have higher levels of the medicine. And so if I'm looking at anything, whether it's ayahuasca or a pharmaceutical or Cambo, I'm going to see where the alignment is and see the spirit behind it. And there's a lot of earth people who really love the earth that are in tune with, you know, the essential oils or the frequencies of plants, and they will understand what I'm talking about. And there's always a being or a spirit behind it, because everything is consciousness, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
And so having this consciousness and this spirit behind it, it will tell you a story if you're open to it. So I always like to say, you know, if I want to know anything, if I just hold the medicine or better than that at this point, because I'm so fast, I just need a name and I can kind of go into the depths of it and find out the purposes. And the purpose of Cambo, honestly, and I've talked to the higher level spirit, which is quite high. It's higher than any medicine that I know of, honestly. Its purpose is transformation.
Definitely. And frogs themselves, they represent change and transformation. If you look into some of the Chinese medicines and the meanings of certain animals, the frog is about transformation and change.
And I think that's an intuitive hit. So even, you know, everything in the end is going to be simple if the truth is aligned. And so when we go into simplicity, you know, somebody tuned in at some point and got transformation for frogs, even if they didn't understand that maybe they were talking about a specific frog, and perhaps there's some others out there, but this show is on Cambo. I haven't ran into them, or no one else has mentioned it. But if they did, I could find out and go find out the backstory. So I would like to say that, you know, Cambo is a physical, mental, and emotional transformer. And not only that, from what my research, because that's what I do, is I research other realms, it also activates an alignment or clears out some of the spiritual gunk, so to speak.
Definitely.
I know Jenny and I have talked about it, and I've been here to support some of her work, and I've seen it like reveal curses in people, and curses are real.
Yes.
You know, sometimes they're in this life, sometimes they're from other times in lives, if you believe in that. I certainly do. And it also expands consciousness. So I don't know if you want to add a little bit to that.
Well, I mean, that's the experience that I've had. And that's what I see in other people is that transformative effect. And that's the part. Sometimes it's just transformative enough to open them up to other possibilities. And that's the transformation they need to move their life forward. So I've definitely seen that many times.
Well, and of course, you know, Ginny is looking at the physical aspects because she has to. She's watching over you to make sure you're safe and comfortable. You're in an energy bubble. And I like to look over the spiritual aspects. So it's one of the reasons we're working as a team.
Yeah, I think that's
true.
And
one of the reasons when we met that first time, I'm like, oh, I have to know her. And that is not a physical consciousness. It's basically a recognition. So right from the beginning, our work we knew would be spiritually based.
Definitely. Absolutely.
I guess we're done.
We are at the end of the show. And that was really great, Todd. I love hearing about how you see things and how you experience them. So thanks for sharing that. So next week, I hope we're going to have a guest on who's going to talk about their experience with Cambo. And this will be really a lot of fun. So I'm Ginny.
And I'm Todd. See you next time.
Cambo Talk. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Cambo Talk Radio with Ginny Rutherford and Todd Rolson. We hope you enjoyed the lively discussion of Cambo and the astounding results it manifests. Cambo medicine is truly magical, and Ginny is a powerful guide to total wellness. To find out more about this sacred medicine from the Amazon rainforest and its amazing benefits, visit cambokiss.com. That's K-A-M-B-O-kiss.com.